Hey everyone, you're listening to Engaging Walk. My name is Drake and today is the 12th of July and today's episode is going to be about the five C's of connection. So this relates to how do we connect with our, you know, whether this be our significant other, our spouse, and whether you're going through like this like preliminary phase or like the dating phase, or if you're going through, you know, like a solidifying phase or a maintaining phase, you're going to want to know about these five C's. This is something that I came up with along with my wife. We, after discussing about, you know, what do we want to convey to the listeners about connection? You know, how important, not just how important it is, but like, how does it happen? You know, sometimes we take for granted that, you know, love and relationships and dating, you know, may come natural to some people and others might struggle. And so if you're struggling or if you know someone that's struggling, you know, share this information with them because I think it's important. Hopefully you guys think it's important. That's why you guys are listening. I know we took a little bit of a break for a bit. You know, as some of you may know, some of you may not know, my wife and I, Ruby, just had a baby. So that's been a struggle keeping up with the newborn. And but she's doing great. She's healthy, happy, really happy, happy baby. And, you know, we're really enjoying that experience of being new parents and first-time parents and what that's also done for our relationship. So that's another episode, another discussion, another topic. But today we're going to get back into this this new series, which is the five C's of connection. And so what are they? Before, briefly just talk about what the five C's of connection are, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about why is connection important and get into this new topic of what we're going to be talking about, which is connection. So five C's of connection. We got compatibility, communication, compromise, commitment, and chemistry. So compatibility, communication, compromise, commitment, and chemistry. A lot of these might sound like things that you might work on or you might be more at least aware of in the beginning, especially when it comes to compatibility and chemistry. But when you get into a long-term relationship and then eventually to a marriage, compatibility and chemistry are still things that you want to work on and own. H-O-N-E, own. Like sharpen, make stronger. Because although you might be compatible in the beginning, that compatibility can wear off and can subside if we're not growing together. Same thing with chemistry. That chemistry, if we don't exercise it, if we don't utilize it and make sure that we are dating and acting like we're still courting one another in a long-term relationship or in a marriage, then that chemistry can wear off. And there was for some of you that might not know, Engaging Walk is really big on using the time that we have together and going out on walks and going out together and experiencing new things and using that new environment to have deep discussions. That's what this podcast is all about. And this is a really important topic when maintaining connection, because sometimes what I like to do is go on to marriage Facebook groups or marriage discussion boards and see like what types of struggles people are having. It's something that I like to do in my professional life too. When I'm at work, I'm active duty in the Navy, and I'm a maintenance manager, so I review, you know, over my own subordinates, I help them to learn from the lessons of other people. So that's why I review the failures or the, things that were lacking in other areas of other departments or other commands, and review like, hey, what went wrong there? Like, how did that happen? And reviewing those failures and reviewing the struggles and the challenges that those people have faced, and use that to have our own improvement. So not just learning from our own failures, but learning from other people's as well is a great opportunity to to grow. And I find that I learn a lot from looking at these message boards and learning from, you know, challenges and failures of other marriages, and convey those and, you know, analyze them, interpret them, see what's actually happening, and relay this information to you guys. So there was one that I saw that was really interesting, where a gentleman was talking about how, you know, he and his wife have been married for 15 years at that point. They have a baby together. The baby's, or, you know, now more like a child. She's like 8 to 10 years old. And he was talking about how he's not able to have sexual relations with his wife unless she sees him flirting with another woman, or if another woman is flirting with him. That maybe that sense of like, oh, am I going to lose him? Is he, you know, interested in this other woman? That like sense of jealousy or and insecurity sparks up her ability or her desire or something. He didn't talk from her perspective, only from his own. And that situation creates a situation with their marriage where they're able to have sex after, you know, that encounter, or, you know, that jealousy interaction, the act of flirting. So he talked about how, like, hey, you know, I've tried to do marriage therapy with her. I've tried to do marriage counseling. We've talked a lot about it. But this is the only thing that I can do that will result in us being able to have relationships, like a sexual relationship. And he made it very clear that he only wanted to have sex with his wife, and he was just kind of just doing this so that, you know, she would have sex with him. But there's a lot of problems there. One is manipulation. So he's manipulating her into having sex by stirring up these feelings of jealousy and envy. And obviously the posts stopped there. And I read some of the comments. I was thinking a lot about it, because it's a pretty interesting situation where this guy is trying his best, but he's doing something manipulative to get what he wants. You know, it might have started off by mistake, but he noticed the, like, hey, maybe this woman flirted with him. You know, he wasn't reciprocating it, but I'm just going to give him some grace and say, like, maybe that the first situation was like he didn't reciprocate it, but noticed that because another woman was flirting with him, that his wife then wanted to have sex. So we also don't know, like, from the wife's perspective of, like, what's going on in her mind when she sees that. And the main problem with that is because he didn't talk to her about it, you know. And that's where, again, these five C's of connection come in. Is this idea of communication. So if he's noticing this and he's not bringing it to her attention, but still acting on it, well, that's where it becomes manipulative, very manipulative, actually, manipulative, and can really damage the relationship, because, you know, they're only having sex when the wife is presumably feeling jealous. So he didn't talk to her and say, hey, you know, babe, I noticed that this woman, you know, I've been asking you for sex. I've been asking you to have intimacy. And I noticed that when so-and-so was flirting with me and I wasn't reciprocating it, you know, just trying to make this, you know, as innocent as possible, that you then wanted to have sex. What's up with that? Like, were you feeling jealous? Like, were you feeling like that you needed to, like, intervene, and that was your way of intervening? If so, like, why did you only do that when that situation happened and not when, you know, I'm asking you for intimacy? Well, we don't know her side, you know, which is the main problem. We don't know how she feels about it, but we know how he felt about it, and then his then subsequent actions that goes into that. And that can destroy the connection. That can destroy, because there's a breakdown of communication. There's a faux chemistry, if you will. Those five C's are definitely getting mixed up. There's no communication. There's no compromise. And, you know, there's commitment in the sense that he is committed to his wife and not cheating. But that's like bare minimum. And as I was reading through the comments, someone had a really brilliant comment, which was, why don't you just flirt with your wife? And that really illustrates the difference that these five C's can make in terms of chemistry and concern, and especially in terms of compatibility, that those two that we take for granted aren't always going to be there. We're not always going to be compatible. We're not always going to have that chemistry. How do we rejuvenate it? How do we rekindle that spark? And I think, you know, I really want to dive deep into this scenario because this scenario really illustrates that breakdown, I think, you know, in a real world scenario, in a real world situation that really happened. And, or at least we can presume that it happened. It's at least a very interesting scenario that, you know, we can use as a thought experiment of what does this type of situation illustrate about connection? And then he went on to say that, like, hey, I love my wife because not only is she a great wife, but she's a fantastic mother. And I couldn't have asked for a better mother for our daughter. And that's really important because he's acknowledging all these great things about his wife, but falling short in this one aspect can create a whole scenario that causes so many different problems that don't need to be there. If one, communication is reestablished, openly and honestly discussing the issue, and then rekindling that compatibility and that chemistry. So in the upcoming episodes, this is the Friday episode, Friday special. On Monday, you can expect to see us dive deep into the five C's. And each episode is going to go thoroughly into one of those five C's. So for the next five episodes, that's what you can expect. First one, on Monday, you can expect us to dive deep into compatibility. Hopefully Ruby can join us. That's going to be our goal, is to reestablish Ruby's role into the podcast now that the baby's born and now that, you know, we're starting to get our bearings of going about and, you know, we're starting to find our groove in this new parenting thing. And so with that, we're going to end the discussion on the new topic and the new series that we're going to be doing about the five C's of connection. And, you know, what are your thoughts about this scenario? I think maybe a lot of other people can either relate or have seen similar things. I know that, like, in my personal life, I've never really seen anything like this where jealousy either creates, like, this this sort of situation, or, you know, maybe because I'm a bit too young that I haven't been around people that have been married for many, many years and maybe, like, struggle with this type of issue. But certainly this type of issue can lead to not just infidelity, but can lead to situations in which, you know, maybe the couple starts, I've seen this in the real world, where, like, maybe this type of scenario leads to, like, couples doing things like swinging or, you know, open relationships. And, you know, personally, I think that those are a recipe for disaster. I think, you know, that especially as a Christian, like, that those types of relationships are not really a relationship. Like, you're just sort of like doing something really bizarre and dangerous for the relationship. And that's why this scenario is really interesting, because it can lead to so many disastrous things when you just need to reestablish, again, I don't want to, you know, belabor it too much, but, like, reestablish the communication, talk about the situation openly and honestly, and rekindle that compatibility and the chemistry. And like the top comment said, just flirt with your wife. You know, it makes such a complicated thing very simple, or a simple thing very complicated, when, again, we just need to go back to these five C's, make sure that we're checking in with them, and make sure that our connection is established through those five methods. Okay, so with that, I'll leave you guys to it and hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a great one.